Well, there you go. That's Bird Never Flies, The Break-In. The album came out in 2007, and Ari Hest put that out, and he's on the phone with me right now. Hi there, Ari. How are you?
I'm great, Chris. How you doing?
Good, good. So you've had songs in TV and film, some really cool shows, some cool movies, and you've been doing this for a little while now, making music. That album, The Break-In, that came out our first year, and it's still a fan favorite for us here at the station and for our listeners here at the station as well. Do you remember making that record?
Yes, I do. You know, it was the only record I made in California, and really the only record I made with a producer who was very well known. It's a guy named Mitchell Froom, who's done a lot of stuff that I have enjoyed listening to, you know, prior to working with him and after, with bands like Los Lobos and Crowded House and Ron Sexsmith. You know, the work that he did with those guys was particularly of interest to me, and I worked on that record in, I think it was 06, when I went to California to make that record.
Ari Hest is with me on the phone. Ari's going to be playing at Cafe Lena on January 23rd. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, one of my favorite spots to play. You know, I try to get there every year, but it's just a cozy little spot, and it's right for what I'm doing right now, which is, you know, intimate shows that are usually just me on stage playing, you know, a couple different types of guitars. And sometimes I bring, you know, another person on stage with me to accompany me, but this show is gonna actually be solo.
January 23rd, Cafe Lena. That's where Ari Hest is going to be. Let's talk about what you're doing now. You're doing a lot of things through your Patreon, including this Treehouse project, and you've put out three of the albums. Tell me about this whole Treehouse project.
Coming out of COVID, I had a bunch of song ideas that were unfinished. I wanted to feel more motivated to finish them. So I set a goal to finish a song every 2 weeks, working in my home studio. My wife and I are both musicians, and we call our home studio the Treehouse because we're surrounded by trees, and sometimes, you know, bird noises get into the microphone, things of that nature. So anyway, I started a Patreon page and started putting out a song every 2 weeks, recording it at home and asking my fans who followed me there to choose their favorite 10 from each year. And once I had the top 10, I might spruce them up a little bit, remix them, put drums or something on them, and then put them out as the album for the year. So I have a 2022, 23, and 24 albums that have come out. I'm starting work on the 2025 album. The songs have been chosen. I'm just remixing them now so that I'll have an album out in a couple months.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun and very engaging with your fans, right?
Yeah. The fans that are there are definitely engaged, and they comment on the songs after I send them out. And, you know, in some cases it's constructive feedback, but most of the time it's just, you know, I really like this, or I love this, or whatever it is. And it's great. It's, you know, it's keeping me motivated to finish things, and I work better, you know, with some sort of deadline. So I really like it.
Cool. Well, we're talking with Ari Hest, and we're talking about his Treehouse project. Year three has just been out, and you're working on putting out year four soon. Did I just see song 101 got posted not too long ago?
Yeah, so now we're in the fifth year. So my first song of the fifth year happens to be the 101st song that I've written since 2022. And yes, it's a lot, and I can't say that every song is a gem. But again, like there's been a lot of benefits for me doing this, and not the least of which is I just feel motivated and excited to write, and it's just it's great.
Ari Hest is going to be at Cafe Lena on January 23rd, and Ari, I did want to ask you what it feels like to have people voting on your songs.
You know, it's a little weird in the sense that if they have voted for a song that I don't feel is that strong, I've kind of made them my A&R people, and I follow what they are saying. Uh-huh. So if they want me to release you know, a particular song that I'm not as fond of, I just kind of have to go for it anyway.
Sure.
Because that's the way that I've decided to do this.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds, it's cool. I also wondered, you mentioned that you went the other way. I was sort of going to wonder what if one of your favorites didn't make the cut?
Yeah, well, that's happened too.
Yeah.
That's happened too. And I have, you know, a rule that I follow that is self-imposed, which is just that, you know, that I'm going to listen to the fans and not, you know, stick my neck in there and say, you know what, I like this better than what you've chosen. You know, I'm not doing that, or at least to this point, I have not done that. I'm not planning to.
I noticed not only do you have the Treehouse project, but in 2021, you had put out a compendium of 52 songs that you had released over the course of 2008, where you're doing a song every Monday. So you've cut yourself back a little bit here.
Yeah, in 2008, my life was simpler. I was a single guy living in you know, an apartment with a couple of friends, no kids, no wife, just focused on only music. And I could really, you know, a song a week didn't sound like a monster. And now it feels very different being in the position that I'm at. And, you know, one every 2 weeks is definitely hard, but it's manageable.
Yeah. So Ari, I wanted to ask you, this Treehouse project seems to continue to be going and you seem to be having fun with it, but it also means you don't get to sort of create a whole album just to be that album.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking you might want to do that again?
I do sometimes feel like that's gonna happen. You know, one of the things that I thought of maybe doing is just taking, you know, a bunch from the last few years and making, you know, the album that I want to make based on the ones that I choose. And I might do that, or I might just, you know, the Patreon thing. I don't know how long this every 2 weeks thing is going to last. I've kind of committed myself to getting through at least one more year this year, and then we'll see. I might go back to making records as I used to. And how people, you know, tend to make them.
Ari Hest is going to be at Cafe Lena on January 23rd. The new record is the Treehouse Project, 3 years worth, going on putting out the fourth one soon. When folks come to see you on the 23rd, I'm imagining you'll be playing songs from these 3 years and maybe from the one that's about to come out. Have you got any other songs that you might?
You know, I've been doing this for 25 years, so I've got quite a few songs that, especially early on in my career, I got. You know, I was lucky enough to get a lot of fans interested in that music, and I at least a few songs every show that I do, I look back at some older material and play it. So it's not only going to be just this newest material at the show.
I really appreciate you taking a few moments to talk with me about your stuff that you're doing, and wish you the best as you keep on doing the Treehouse Project and whatever else comes forward.
I really appreciate that. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Do you want to say anything about this song, Whistler in the Morning?
Whistler in the Morning is about, you know, people that are no longer in your life, that, you know, you feel like you sense them in something in nature. Like there's a bird that flies by and you feel like, oh, maybe that's my grandmother or my friend who passed. And there's something beautiful about that. So that's what this song is about.